Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Getting Skintimate with Faceplant Aesthetics. My name is Lauren, and today we're talking all about stagnation or even regression in acne. Okay, so this was inspired by a recent post I made on Instagram at Faceplant Aesthetics, and it's a little graphic that says, I thought I was clear, why am I breaking out again? And this could also pertain to clients that are in the middle of their acne clearing processes. So I just wanted to talk about it a bit, give you, with my actual words instead of typing it, to any clients or other SDs, kind of what could be happening in these situations. So let's talk about acne first in general, a little background about acne. So acne, first of all, is multifactorial. There are so many things that could be contributing to your acne, whether that is your diet, your lifestyle, your work, your circadian rhythm, if you're not getting enough sleep. Stress is huge. The products you're using, the treatments you're getting, if you're a skin picker, all those things and more can be contributing to acne. So what is acne? So acne is a genetic predisposition. So anybody that has it has a genetic predisposition for a skin condition called retention hyperkeratosis, which is the overshedding of skin cells. So think of it this way. A normal pore who is not acne prone sheds about one layer of dead skin per day. Anybody who is acne prone sheds up to 5 layers of dead skin per day. That is a lot. And because you're overshedding skin, the body can't expel it that quickly. So often what happens is it goes into the pores, clogging them up, creating a microcomedone, which is the beginning of an acne lesion. Now, when the microcomedone first forms to when you actually see it surface on the skin, it can take up to 90 days for that to happen. So acne takes up to 90 days to form, which is why we say acne bootcamp, for example, is a minimum 90 days. And even in consultations, this is for you other SDs, I always say, like, and I stress the word minimum to all my clients, and I say it over and over again, I reiterate it throughout the whole consultation, but you have no idea how often, even though you're stressing the word minimum, your clients are like, oh yeah, I get that, like, minimum 90 days, that's okay, I understand, I know it'll probably take longer. Sometimes clients still kind of expect that 90 days, especially because they may compare their progress to another person's, whether it's somebody you're posting, like another client of yours, or maybe they follow other estheticians, whatever it may be. So really, really, really make sure you're trying to be as transparent as possible, but also know that acne is a stressful thing for your clients to be going through. Sometimes it can happen where if they do regress or become stagnant, they might kind of freak out a little bit. So make sure that you're supporting them as best as you can and educating them on what could be happening. So now that we've talked a little bit about what acne is and whatnot, that it's multifactorial, let's talk about why you possibly could have stagnation in your results or regression in your results with your skin and acne. So, like I said, it's multifactorial. There's so many things that are contributing to it. For example, with the change in seasons currently, a lot of people are having issues like allergies. Their skin's becoming irritated. Weather conditions are completely different, so they may have to make adjustments in their routine because maybe a product or two that they were using a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, no longer are working for them how they would like because the weather and climate has changed, and that can affect their skin and therefore their acne. Sometimes, you know, our bodies are ever changing, hormone wise, diet wise, and whatnot. So if you have your hormones under control for a while, then all of a sudden you're having a flare up, let's say you have something like PCOS, that can contribute a ton to it. Here's the thing, when you have other conditions such as PCOS, endometriosis, if you've had things such as a gallbladder removal, things like that, because you go through waves with your health with those medical conditions, they really do contribute and trigger acne and can cause those waves with your skin. So it is a little bit more of an uphill battle because we do have more of those factors to deal with. Ulcerative, I can't even talk. I can't even talk. Ulcerative colitis can contribute as well. If you have an autoimmune disorder like I do, that can contribute, like a thyroid condition. If you're needing more lymphatic drainage because you tend to hold on to lymph more, that can contribute. Like, there's so much that contributes to it, okay? And again, because our bodies are ever-changing, and especially if we have medical conditions or whatever, and, you know, we go through regressions and whatnot with those, that can also cause it in the skin. So that's something to be mindful of. A lot of acne, especially inflamed acne, is triggered and exacerbated by lifestyle. And when we say lifestyle, we use that as a broad term where, yeah, we're talking about diet. Yeah, we're talking about, okay, are you picking your skin? But guys, when I say lifestyle, there's also, it also does include things such as medical conditions, medications as well. Your circadian rhythm. So what kind of hours do you like sleep? How is your sleep cycle? Things like that do affect it. Stress levels. So lifestyle is a broad term that we use, but it means so much more than just, are you eating healthy and do you exercise? Okay. Just know that. So that is why it is so important, by the way, to be keeping a skin journal, a skin note on your app or on your phone. I mean, whatever it may be, throughout your entire acne clearing journey. I've had times where clients will message me and, you know, they're clearing. And all of a sudden they message me like, Lauren, I'm so upset. I'm breaking out and I don't know why. Nothing's changed and whatnot. And I say, oh, do you have any, like, are you keeping track in a skin journal? Like, what's going on? And they'll be like, oh, no, like, I stopped doing that a while ago. Or no, like, I only keep track on the days where it's bad, things like that. And you guys, if you are an acne client and your acne expert is asking you to keep a skin journal, please, please, please keep it for as long as you're a client with them, okay? Recording the bad days, yes, it's great. It helps us know kind of what could be triggering, but also recording the good days is so important because that helps us know what is working. So try to be diligent about it. Update your acne specialist with it, please. And just know that even if you feel like nothing has changed dietary-wise, stress levels-wise, if you're not keeping track also, you actually could be wrong on that. Let's say, cause it's summer now, a lot of people are eating more sweets, I found, going out on camp, fires or whatever, and having like s'mores and all sorts of goodies that I'm jealous of cause I can't have right now. and then all of a sudden they'll be like, oh yeah, I forgot that I'm doing that. Or that I ate those things and sugar's a huge trigger for me. Or, oh yeah, I had a lot of gluten actually while I was out of town and I'm actually gluten intolerant. Like things like that. They can make a big difference in the skin and cause stagnation or regression. So remember that. Keep track in a skin journal always, at least while you're a client and your acne expert is asking you to. Let's talk about other things that cause acne flare-ups, regression, whatever it may be. So new medications or medical conditions. So let's say you have something new going on with your body that you found out about. I've had a couple clients recently found out they have some medical conditions like PCOS, autoimmune disorders and everything. So all of a sudden they're dealing with this new medical condition that is contributing to their skin and is causing kind of stagnation in their acne clearing process. That happens. We have to then know, okay, what is being done to address the medical condition. I'm not a doctor, so I can't do that for you. you have to consult with your doctor and then let me know what's going on there. Because also if you get on medications for a medical condition, or even supplements, let's say you're going to a naturopath or whatever it may be, I need to be updated because you could potentially be being on something that could be affecting your skin. Little things like that. If you're on antibiotics for a couple weeks for one reason or another, the antibiotics could be pushing stuff up to the surface. So always important to keep track of that and update your professional on that. Stress. Let's talk about stress. So this could be stress related to work, stress related to relationships, stress related to school, stress related just in general to your life. Stress is going to be a huge acne trigger and exacerbator, especially with inflamed acne, okay? But on top of that, not only is it stress with how you're feeling, but stress with your environment, okay? So what we mean is, are you being exposed to, we're in Utah, often we have a lot of haze, smog, that can be an environmental stressor that is irritating your skin and contributing to your acne, for example, things like that. I have times where clients tell me, oh, my stress levels haven't changed, or no, I feel like I'm managing my stress really well. While you may feel like that, this is coming from my own personal experience. I feel like, oh yeah, I got my stress under control, blah, blah, blah. But then I'm like, why am I experiencing a lot of inflammation in my body? Why do I feel a little blah with my body? Or why am I seeing this acne breakout or whatever it may be? To truly feel like you have your stress under control, look at things such as your diet. Like, how are you eating lately and how is it making you feel? How is your sleep? That's huge to know if you're being stressed or not. Are you waking up throughout the night? Are you tossing and turning? Are you able to feel refreshed in the morning after sleeping for hopefully, 7 to 8 hours? Our stress really does affect our sleep, okay? So a huge indicator on if we're stressed, whether we feel like we're not, is our quality of sleep. So keep track of your sleep is very important to help us know if you are being stressed out. But also on the subject of sleep and sleep habits and how it affects the skin. So especially at night, especially when we sleep, our body goes through our circadian rhythm, which helps naturally heal the skin. If we are not able to get that ideal, they say 6 to 8, I say about 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And it's good quality sleep on top of that. If we have jobs where we're working at night and sleeping during the day, that actually affects our circadian rhythm and our sleep cycles and our body's ability to heal itself and whatnot. That affects the skin. So sleep is very, very important with keeping the body out of that fight or flight kind of feeling. So again, even if you feel like things haven't changed when it comes to your stress levels, look back on things like your sleep quality. What time are you going to bed? What time are you waking up? Are you feeling refreshed when you're waking up? It all comes into play with the skin. Of course, dietary changes, new supplements, things like that can affect the skin as well. So I've had times where clients get on a new protein powder, for example. And, when they check in, they're like, oh, I started breaking out recently. And I ask them, like, no, nothing's changed. And I'm like, okay, like, no supplements, no protein powders. Like, well, yeah, I have a new protein powder and it's this one. I'm like, oh, that one has a lot of acne triggers in it. Like, maybe it has biotin or B12, or maybe it's whey. Whey can be a huge acne trigger for a lot of people. I'm like, well, there you go. And they're like, dang it, I was really excited about this protein powder or whatever it is. But I'm like, well, unfortunately, it doesn't sound like it works for you and your body. Speaking of protein powders, like if you're wanting to get on one that's acne safe, pea protein would be your best bet. Just make sure, again, it doesn't have vitamins B12, B6. It doesn't have biotin, things like that, that can actually contribute to acne. Other supplements can also affect the skin. Again, going back to the whole medications, if you're on new medications, antibiotics, if you go to a naturopath, whatever it may be, sometimes what you get put on for other medical conditions and whatnot could be affecting the skin. So keeping track of things like that. Again, dietary changes. I've had a couple clients before who, their skin starts getting clearer and clearer. So after being off of, let's say gluten or dairy, for example, for weeks and weeks, or not even being entirely off of them, but maybe they weren't consuming them as much. And then again, maybe they're traveling, maybe they've had a lot of events come up, whatever, and they consumed more of those foods. And we know that's a trigger of theirs. That can happen. So again, keep track of those as well. New lifestyle habits such as workout programs can also affect the skin. So did you recently start going to the gym? Did you recently start maybe hot yoga? Are you sweating more? Things like that can contribute. So keep track of that. If you are stopping the use of your recommend home care by your skin pro, whether it's a ton of products, one product, whatever, it could possibly affect your skin and cause it to stagnate or regress. So make sure if you skip your routine, even if it's just like one night, you're noting it in your skin journal. If you're skipping products for one reason or another, maybe you got influenced on TikTok, please don't. Things like that can happen. And again, if we found what works for you and it was working for a while, and you've either stopped using something or brought something in without consulting with your SD, especially, could be contributing. But then on top of that, sometimes we do introduce new things in your routine that, you know, we got you clear, we were getting you clear, and then they're causing you to purge again. That is a normal thing. Again, skin progress isn't linear. It happens. New cosmetics with acne triggering ingredients. So especially if this is hair care and makeup, and especially if you're experiencing breakouts on the forehead, along the hairline, kind of the temples and whatnot, that's something to know. Also, like lip products, if you're using any and you're experiencing breakouts kind of around the mouth, upper lip, even on the chin a little bit, as well as toothpaste. So with toothpaste, you want to make sure it's sodium lauryl sulfate free as well as fluoride free, because those can contribute. Recent moves, going to different climates, environments, travel, that all affects the skin, can disrupt the homeostasis in our skin. There's so much more. As a reminder, when it comes to those of you that tend to experience inflamed acne more so, a lot of that is, again, triggered by lifestyle and internal factors. So that's why when you have inflamed acne, it's really, really important, more so, that you're keeping track of your skin progress and your habits in a skin journal. As far as non-inflamed acne goes, so the little kind of tiny ones, blackheads, as well as close to comedones, tiny little whiteheads maybe, fungal acne, all that. While, yeah, internal factors can contribute to that, a lot of it is maybe you just need the right products, a little exfoliation, and whatnot. So still keep track in a skin journal, but know that those ones are stubborn for sure. I'm trying to decide if there's anything else on this list. Again, acne is multifactorial. Skin progress isn't linear. While I wish we could wave a magic wand and skin is improved overnight, or for sure improved, if I could give you a guarantee that it was in 90 days, with acne bootcamp, that's often not the case. I'm not a magician, unfortunately. I do my best, and I expect you as a client, if you're a client, to put in the work. And I understand totally if you get frustrated, or if you have your good days and you want to share it, like share all the feelings, because then again, it keeps me in the loop, and then I'm able to know what's working, what's not working. But you really have to trust the process. If you start breaking out, if you have a flare-up with your skin for one reason or another, whether you're in the acne clearing process or you're done with it, know that it is normal. It does happen. Acne is never cured. It's not, unfortunately. I wish it was. You could go years and years without an acne flare-up, then all of a sudden, boom, randomly you're having one. It's just how it is. Again, you have a genetic predisposition for it. So it's all about finding what works to control and manage it and keeping up with it. But also, again, because our bodies change, our lifestyles change, all that jazz, as those changes in our lives happen, we need to make sure that what we're doing with our skincare and our treatments are still benefiting our skin with our acne, because again, things change, we may need to make adjustments. It is all very normal. And yeah, I totally get it, you guys, when and if you do have frustrations again, as my clients, and I've been there, guys. Oh my gosh, have I been there? Even now, sometimes I'm like, why do I feel like my skin scarring is like worse today? Why do I feel so much pigment? Like, I thought I was fine yesterday. Things like that can happen. Again, it's normal. Make sure you're talking with your acne expert, being very transparent with them. Know that the acne clearing process takes a while, but even then, it's controlled, not cured. So, as much as, again, I'd love for it to be cured, I really would. There is no cure, and that even includes Accutane. I've literally had clients who have used Accutane 5 times, 5 rounds of it, and still had acne, and then came to me. And you know, a couple months into boot camp, yeah, they did clear. And then I've had clients who have been on boot camp literally for a year. It's slower progress, but we're getting the progress. There's, again, so much that goes into it. Take a deep breath. Remember, stressing about your skin in the bad moments, in the bad phases, will only contribute to the skin issues even more. So take a deep breath. Be open with your esthetician throughout your acne clearing process. Skin progress is not linear. Keep it up. You got this. If you have any other questions about your skin, about acne, about anything I've mentioned, please message me and I will be happy to further talk about it, further explain and whatnot. And I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Stay safe. Thank you for inviting me into your life today, for listening to this episode. And yeah, I will talk with you guys next week. Bye.